Welcome to Voice of Revelation podcast with Pastor Ben Ogun. Pastor Ben Ogun is the founder and president of Ben Ogun Ministries. Voice of Revelation podcast is focused on taking your understanding of the Bible to the next level. Now here's Pastor Ben.
First Peter chapter 2, reading from verse 2 to 4. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Amen. The title of our message is Chosen by God. He says that as newborn babes, as children, we should desire the sincere milk of the word, so that when we drink it, we will grow in the knowledge of God. That this word of God has been disallowed, has been rejected by men. But it is the chosen of God, that men have taken the position of the word, and by so doing, they have disallowed him. They have made him of no effect. God gave us the scripture so that we would receive the knowledge of God through the Bible. And that he is the true teacher. He is the true food we are to eat, whom we should give ourselves to. That as newborn babes, we should give ourselves to the Bible, not to men. That men are natural, but God is a spirit. Men have indeed disallowed him. There's the natural man, there's the spiritual man, the scripture says. Now, it says when we focus on the natural, we reject the spiritual. But that is the spiritual one, his word, that he chose. This spiritual one is Christ, the unliving bread, the bread that came down from heaven. That means he came from the spirit. That the natural man, our natural body, came from the dust of the ground. God formed us naturally. That's why when we die, we decay. It puts us back into the grave, then the body will decay. But that the word of God cannot decay. It came from the spirit. That's why when Jesus died, they buried him, he got up again. So by so doing, God proved him that he is the chosen. He is the son of God. And that this chosen of God is the very word we have in the Bible. That we should apply our heart to him. That means we should receive him into our heart. We have to believe that the word of God is the son of God. This is the one that he said he chose for us. And that we should receive him, every one of us. Because he has appointed it so for us. Now, let's see what the scripture says to us in Ephesians chapter 1. We'll read from verse 3 to verse 6. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. So he said he has accepted us in his beloved. There's something God loves. That's whom he called his beloved. Say, this is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased, hear you him. That's why the scripture talks of him. He says, blessed, as we just read, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. That God is the Father of Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That God gave birth to all scriptures, to the Holy Bible. That every word in the Bible came from God. Now he is the Father of the scriptures. That is, the Spirit gave birth, the Holy Spirit gave birth to the scriptures we read in the Bible. Now, he said, bless that God, which is the Holy Spirit, who had chosen us. He has determined from the beginning that he's going to give us the scriptures. Therefore, he had predestinated us unto children before the creation in Christ. Christ is before creation. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. By Jesus Christ, God created everything, both visible and invisible. God talked like us. And so when he spoke, things manifested. God said, let there be light. There was light. He says, let the dry ground come out of the sea. It came out. So God speak, and then it will happen. Like Jesus went to the grave of Lazarus. He said, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man came up. He spoke to the tree. The tree dried up. So God's power is his word. Now that word he gave to us in the Bible, holy men wrote as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Now he said he determined from the beginning, he predestinated us to adopt us to children, to his own children, through the scriptures, through Christ. So that when we receive Christ, like we receive our languages, then we are adopted, we are brought into the family. Christ is the word of God. So the Spirit of Christ is the Holy Spirit God wants us to receive. When we receive him, then we are adopted. Just like everybody that speaks English have been adopted into English. Whatever race they be. Once you are speaking English in this world, you have not been adopted. It's a common inheritance. So everyone has inherited that one language. Then we speak to one another, we understand each other. So it's a joint inheritance. That Christ is the inheritance of God, which God has given to us. What Christ? The Holy Bible. Now he wants us to study Christ, to give ourselves to the Bible until the spirit of the scripture enters, until the understanding of the Bible enters. Then we now can understand what God is saying, that God is preaching Christ to us. He's preaching this Holy Bible to us. That this Holy Bible is the one inheritance he promised Abraham, that by this seed, the whole nations of the earth will be blessed. And so this seed is the Bible, which is Christ. That once we receive and believe in the word of God, as Abraham did, we become children of God. Born by faith in him. That it is Christ that brought about the family of God. The common inheritance. So we now have a commonwealth. And that commonwealth is the Bible. And so he's saying to us that God had determined it before the creation. Before he even formed man from the dust of the ground. That the ultimate inheritance we are going to inherit is Christ. Not the physical body he gave to us. That this one will go away. Determined that we'll become his children in his beloved. Who is the beloved of God? See what the scripture says in Matthew. Matthew chapter 3. Then we'll read from verse 16 to 17. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. That is very clear. That Jesus is the beloved of God. That the scripture says that when he was baptized in the river Jordan, as he came up, and the baptism of John the Baptist, the heavens opened and the voice came from the Spirit, from heaven, saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased, that we should listen to him. That the beloved of God is Christ, not the natural. Adam is the natural. Christ is the spiritual. Who is Adam? The natural flesh and blood we have. Every one of us inherited this flesh from Adam. God formed man, one man, from the dust of the ground. Out of that, he brought out Eve. And then every one of us received the physical body from our natural parents. But he said that is not the chosen of God. That is not the beloved of God. The beloved of God is Christ. Who is Christ? The word of God that was made flesh. The word became a human. That word, he said, is his beloved. So he chose us in his beloved. What does God want us to do? He wants us to enter into his beloved and his beloved to enter us. That's why he says, if you abide in me and my word abide in you. We must receive Christ. How do we receive Christ? From the scriptures. We have to believe that the word of God is Jesus Christ. As we believe many things in this world. This is television, we believe. This is a computer, we believe. This is cup, we believe. Now, we must believe that the scripture is Christ. That is the starting point before we start the process of growing. Then he now says, as newborn babe, desire the sincere milk of the scriptures that you may grow thereby. Then we now search from the scriptures to get knowledge of him, to know him more. God himself identified Christ when he was baptized in River Jordan. That this is my beloved son in whom I well pleased. Hear you him. So he showed us his chosen. That his chosen is Christ, is his word. The one that God is interested in is in this word. So he wants us to receive this word. That's what the scripture says in John chapter 1. John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. He says it's only those people, as many as receive this son of God, this beloved of God, they are the children of God. Just like as many as receive French language belongs to French. As many as receive Spanish belongs to Spanish. Now he says as many as receive this son of God, this word of God, then this word of God give them the right, the authority. Just like we receive English, English gives us the authority to speak, to express ourselves. We have the evidence in us. And so he says that it's only those people who receive Christ that belong to Christ. Who is Christ? The Word. How do we receive him? By faith. He says those who believe on his name, that Jesus Christ is the Holy Bible. He said we have to believe. That with that faith is impossible to please God. Because God had told us something. He said, this is my beloved son. If we don't believe, we have made God a liar. Then he said, only those people who did so, God bring them into sonship. And so God is saying to us that he has nothing else to offer us other than this beloved. That we should repent in our heart. We should have a change of mind. The change of mind is that we should change from the natural to the spiritual. That we are carnally minded. That thinking of the natural mind we have of ourselves is death. That's what makes us not to see God. That we must have a change of mind, which is repentance towards God and faith in his word. That God is a spirit. No one has seen God at any time. His only begotten son, who is in his heart, has declared him. Who is that begotten son? The Holy Bible he gave to us. Declares God. He sees his expression to humanity. He's his beloved son. He said, this is my baby. He received him. That if you take to my word, then I will be pleased with you. Then he said, when we do so, the spirit of the Bible will enter us. That's how it works. We never knew what was mobile phone. They said, this mobile phone, once we believe, the understanding enters. That's the spirit. Then the next time we see mobile phone, we said, that's mobile phone. Now the same thing, that's all that is needed from us. God says that once we believe, this faith which Abraham had, he believed, then the spirit will enter us, the understanding will enter us. We will not be looking for Christ again. We will not know, now this is Christ. So what do we need to do? We want to get more of Christ. We want to receive him. We want to eat him. That's why he said, my flesh is meat indeed. My blood is drink indeed. Except a man eat my flesh and drink my blood, he has no life in him. And so he says, it's only those who receive him. To them, he gave power to become the sons of God. See what Romans 8 says to us? Reading from verse 9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. This is the point. God wants us to receive the spirit as Jesus did. When Jesus was made flesh, he knew whom God is. He knew God was the Word, the Bible. So he gave himself to the Scriptures. So at the age of 12, Jesus could talk authoritatively in the Scriptures. He was already well-versed in the Scripture that the doctors of the law could not withstand his knowledge in the Bible. So you can imagine for 12 years, no matter what time he started reading, then he had given himself fully to the Scripture because he knew whom God is. And then he simply grew in the knowledge of him. He was strong in spirit. Now he says, if this same spirit dwells in us, we belong to God. Now if we don't have this knowledge, we don't belong to God. If we don't know that God is a spirit, that spirit is the spirit of the Scriptures. That the spirit of Christ is God himself. That God dwells in Christ, just like your spirit dwells in your body. So God dwells in Christ. Christ is his body. The Spirit of God is the Almighty God himself, which is the Holy Spirit. Now, that's why Jesus says, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. That these scriptures we are reading, they are not ordinary writing, they are living. God dwells in it. Just like English, the spirit of English is in English words. So when you keep listening to the word, then ultimately the spirit will enter you, or the understanding will enter you. So you don't look for English spirit, where is it? No, it's embedded in the word. The same thing, God is embedded in Christ. God dwells in Christ. That's why Jesus says that he that has seen me has seen the Father. So once you come to Jesus, we have come to God. Because the Spirit of Christ is God himself. No man can see him. You can only see the Christ. Once you see Christ, then you see God. Once you receive Christ, you receive God. Who is Christ? This Holy Bible. Now he says, if anyone doesn't have his Spirit, he doesn't belong to God. But if the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he said, he will raise you up on that day. That Christ was raised because he submitted fully to the Scriptures. He ate the Scriptures. And then the Scripture raised him up, that he even died on the cross to obey the Scripture. So he was totally submitted to the Holy Bible. He was ready to die. Jesus consciously and deliberately submitted to the Bible because it is written that he will be beaten. He will die on the cross. He will be buried and will rise on the third day. So he consciously died to fulfill the Scripture. He didn't want the Scripture to be broken because the Scripture says you will die before he was born. So he had to die. The Scripture says they will beat you. Don't retaliate. He did so just to obey the Scriptures. He said we have to do the same thing because there's not another God. We are joint heir with Christ. Christ only came to show us the way how to receive God. That the way to receive God is to receive his word. That if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, it does not belong to him. That it is the Scripture that is the chosen of God and precious. That the word of God is precious to God. And he's the chosen one. He will not allow him to see corruption. He will not allow the Scripture to fail. He will not allow the Scripture to decay. So the Scripture says, if you believe on me, you shall be saved. And so that's what he's saying to us, that not that the word of God has not taken effect. The children of God are those that are born of the word of God. Because somebody will say that there's lawlessness growing in the world, there's violence growing in the world. Does it mean that God does not know what he's doing? God has a different mind, a different focus, a different interest, different from what we are interested in. We are thinking of this natural. God is thinking of spiritual. So he's not as bothered as we are. We are thinking that things are going to go berserk. God is not bothered. That's why when Jesus was in the boat and this storm came troubling the boat, Jesus didn't bother. He was sleeping. So it's the disciples that are bothered, that cares not that we perish. Because the real life, the real power is in the Spirit. It's in God. That there was nothing existing. God said it and it came to pass. That even if everything is spoiled, God is not spoiled. That means the word of God is not poor. He can recreate again. He can make new. That newness of God is in his Spirit. You say he sent forth his Spirit that renews the face of the earth. He recreates again. And so he's saying to us that this is why he says we must receive his Spirit. That even the Spirit that was in Christ, that Christ submitted and he died, certified that he's dead. So how did he come up again? How did he live again? That he got up and still ate with humans. They gave him bread and fish and he ate it after he resurrected. How did this happen? He says it happened because of the Spirit of the Scriptures. That God says, submit to death on the cross. I will raise you up again. He believed. And then God fulfilled the Scripture. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. Now Jesus now became the author of our salvation to everyone that obey him. He is not the standard. So he showed us the way and he said he is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. That he is the chosen of God. Because flesh and blood disobeyed God. Adam disobeyed the Scripture. Jesus did not disobey the Scriptures. So that's why he is the chosen. Flesh and blood can never inherit the kingdom of God. It is Christ and his children. Who are his children? Those who are born of the word of God. We can be born naturally in the flesh, and then we are born again in the language. So it says that those who are children of God are those who are born of the Spirit of God. See Romans chapter 9. See verse 6. Not as though the word of God had taken none effect, for they are not all Israel, which are of Israel. Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children. But in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God. But the children of promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. That Abraham had two children, Ishmael and Isaac. That Ishmael was born naturally of the will of the flesh. Abraham went into Hagar, gave birth to Ishmael. That Isaac is different. Isaac was by promise. That even Sarah was barren. So Sarah couldn't have given birth to Isaac. She gave birth by the word of God. The scripture was fulfilled because the scripture says that Sarah will conceive and give birth. That the children of the promise are the children of God. Who is the promise? The promised Savior, Jesus Christ. And so it is those things that God did by his word. He said that is the one that he is talking of. We can become children of God. Born again by the word of God that liveth and abideth forever. So God demonstrated to us this issue of choosing with Isaac and Ishmael. He also used Esau and Jacob. Jacob was the junior of the two twins. Esau was the elder. But before they were born, God said that Jacob I love, Esau I hate. Even before they ever learned to do anything. So this choosing of God is done in God. That God chose Christ from the beginning, before creation. That we should walk in Christ. That it is Christ, God said, that he will accept us. So if any man be in Christ, he is a new being, he is a new creature. Flesh and blood cannot take the position of Christ. The Christ is the Holy Bible. He said we should turn our hearts to him. We should give our mind to him. We should study to show ourselves approved. We should make a conscious effort to receive Christ as we study in schools. We were not born with the knowledge. We study. So God said in the Bible, say study the scripture to show yourself approved. That when you study, God will approve you by giving you his knowledge. It will enter you. And so that it is that choosing, that's the one he chose. He didn't choose flesh and blood. He chose knowledge. He chose the knowledge of God. That the knowledge of God, those who have the knowledge of God are the children of God. But those who don't have the knowledge of God, they say they'll be cast away because they don't know him. That's what he's saying to us, that the choosing of God is the word of God. Now, how do we receive that choosing of God? Well, you become his disciple. Jesus says, if you continue my word, you are my disciples indeed. Then you will know the truth. The truth will set you free. Who is the truth? He is the truth. He said, you will not know that I am the truth. That we can only find out this discovery or find out this truth of God by studying the Bible. That it is Jesus Christ that is the chosen of God. But he said he has been disallowed by men. Men has taken his position. We cannot belong to God in the flesh. That Abraham himself had two children. That it was Isaac. So the fact that we are born naturally, that does not make us children of God. That we must receive the knowledge of God. That knowledge is what qualifies us and brings us into fellowship, into the household of God, into the family of God. Because God gave it to us. Just the same way we have received our language, we live it with it all the days of our life. But this one spans beyond this world. He gives us eternal life. He's able to raise us from the dead on the last day. He says he is eternal. That Christ is eternal. Abided forever. And that the word of God cannot pass away. Heaven and earth shall pass away. But the word will not pass away. It is this word that is being preached to us by the gospel. God is essentially preaching his son to us. He's advertising his son to us. He said we should receive him. We should be interested in him. We should love him. Because it is through love we can receive Christ. If we don't love him, we will not receive him. Like people love things, they take to that thing. People love football, they take to football. Even the languages people receive, someone who is interested to learn another language can speak it. How does it start? Through interest. And then it says the same way we can be interested in God. Who is God? The Word of God, which is given to us in the Bible. So this is the plan of God for us. This is the whole purpose why he gave us the Bible, that every one of us should gather to him. Jesus says, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. There's one person God wants us to be looking to, every one of us, the Bible. I will look unto him, you look unto him, the preacher look unto him, everybody looking unto him, God himself looking unto him. Then this is the meeting place. So when God speaks, we will understand, because it is what is inside God that is inside you. The language of God is inside you, you will understand God. So when he says, my flesh is meat indeed, you will not be looking for physical flesh, you will know he's talking of the word of God. When he says, my blood is drink indeed, you will not be looking for physical drink. You will know that the word of God is a drink, sincere milk of the word, which you drink it as we drink milk. When he says, I will give you living water, you will not be thinking of natural water. You will know that the word of God is that living water, the scriptures, which when you drink, it will be flowing out of your belly. So that when you take to this word of God, you'll be flowing. You'll be speaking freely. That's why children, after a while, they start speaking the language, they flow. Why are they flowing? Because they are filled with the spirit of that language. It comes out, they talk, then the parents are happy because they have received their language. They cannot talk to that child and say, go and get me water. The child will go and bring this for me. The child will do so. So also God is having in mind that he wants to talk to us. But before he will talk to us, he said we need to receive his spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That spirit is the spirit of the Bible.
Thank you for listening to Voice of Revelation podcast. We hope you enjoyed the message by Pastor Ben Ogan. For more information about our podcast and other resources, please visit benoganministries.org.